Varuna Chakravarti, the very name Vasudev indicates that Vasudev manifests brilliantly Divyati, the super excellent wealth, Vasu, of pure devotional service. In the 11th canto, Narada will again meet with Vasudev and at that time remind him, Devarshi Bhutatma Niram Pritrinam Nankinkaro Nayanam Rini Charajan Sarvatmana Sarvasharanam Saranyam Gato Mukundam Parihartya Kirtam. O King, one who has given up all material duties and has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who offers shelter to all, is not indebted to the demigods, great sages, ordinary living beings, relatives, friends, mankind, or even his forefathers who have passed away. Since all such classes of living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one who has surrendered to the Lord's service has no need to serve such persons separately. Bhagavatam 11.5.41. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are in the Bhagavatam not on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, but and the most wonderful pastime in Kurukshetra. Most of the time when we talk about Kurukshetra, we usually are discussing about the battlefield Kurukshetra. But Kurukshetra is a very, very extremely holy place, because this is the place, not because this is the place, but because it is such a holy place, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of all the places, he said, I want to give up my body in Kurukshetra. Because it is at Kurukshetra where the Vipralamba Bhav of the gopis for Krishna was at the highest. So it's a very holy place and very holy discussions are happening here. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is explained to all of us, which is non-different than Krishna. The quality of Krishna is that the way we approach Krishna, he reciprocates with you accordingly. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam statavya bhajamyaham. Krishna has this unique quality that, well, I will not interfere, I will not overreact or react lessly. This is his personality. Krishna says, I will reciprocate with you the way you approach me. because Krishna does not want to interfere in our independence. If you approach Krishna as a, if you approach a deity as a stone, Krishna says, fine, you will see as a stone. I will not say, why the hell you are telling me a stone? I am not a stone, I am Krishna. Similarly, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which has the same quality as Krishna, the way you approach Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam will reciprocate with you accordingly. And it's such a wonderful custom that we have, that every day, you know, we have this wonderful gift of Prabhupada, that every day he had in his temples the Bhagavat Katha Shravan, to hear Bhagavatam. And the possibility is, it is not that it may always happen, but the possibility is that we may see Bhagavatam because we hear it so often as something very ordinary. Just in the previous verses, Narad Muni is explaining, just like somebody staying in the near the Ganges will go to some other place to take bath to get purified, because Ganges is so easily available. Because I remember when I first went to the Kumbh Mela, one of our devotees, he came with us. He said, Prabhu, my house is just nearby to the Sangam, very close. I said, oh really? Then your family must be taking bath every day. And in your childhood you would have taken... I said, Prabhuji, ek baar bhi bath nahi liya maine. I said, what? That's shocking. People from various places, they come, villages. I said, you stay in Bombay. Are you Gateway of India? Jana hai. I said, aap gaye ho kya? I said, Gateway of India. I never saw Gateway of India for many years. And we never went to Gateway of India. Because it's so easily available, we don't really... Because it is ordinary, Gateway of India. But the way you approach something, it reciprocates with you accordingly. In this case, it's the Bhagavatam. And we approach Bhagavatam in an ordinary way. Oh, this is happening every day. Well, the siddhis are meeting and they're asking questions, and Vasudeva is here for a change. And he's asking some questions. And I mean, it becomes so daily. And anything daily becomes very ordinary. Or rather, it could become very ordinary. So when you approach the Srimad Bhagavatam, then we can either approach it in a very ordinary way, and it will reciprocate you in an ordinary way, and you will see it very ordinary. You will not get anything but ordinariness. But the Bhagavatam has the quality of amazing you. It's simply amazing. Every line, every word, and also every character. I was just thinking over this, that every character of Bhagavatam is simply amazing, if we give a thought to it. But because we hear it so often, at least many a times for me, it doesn't really amaze me. And I was trying to have a paradigm shift from just ordinary thinking of a personality which you hear so often to actually thinking it as if I've heard for the first time. And suppose we have heard the glorious qualities of Prahlad for the first time, a child 5 years old being so amazingly fearless. Won't it amaze you? It's absolutely amazing. What all Prahlad went through was absolutely amazing. Getting bitten by snakes, thrown in under elephants, put into fire. But yes, chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya or whatever else. I mean, maybe he chanted this. Yeah. Simply amazing. But why is it that many times we don't get amazed by Prahlad? Because he said, oh, this is something which I've heard so many times. Not so amazing. So we lose the opportunity to get amazed by Bhagavatam. The divyata, the transcendentalness of Bhagavatam gets lost because we see it in a very mundane way. Similarly, Lord Shiva drinking poison. And what has this person to do with poison? He would have said, well, don't bother me, I have nothing to do with all this. But here is a man who is most amazing. This pastime is most amazing of Lord Shiva drinking poison. It was not an action that he did once and it was over. He has to still even now keep that poison here, because if it goes down, it will have detrimental effect. This gentleman, who happens to be Shambhu, is so amazing personality that he is ready to take the poison with no reason for himself to do that. He had nothing to gain or nothing to lose. Like last time we discussed, he didn't say, what's in it for me? WIFM. This is the tuning that we all have, this FM radio with all of us are tuned into. My dear friend, I'll do it, but what's in it for me? WIIFM. I will do something only if something is in it for W means what's in it for me. All of us are so selfish. All of us could be very selfish, I'm sorry. And do things, only those things which have some reason for us to say, oh, there's something in it for me, I'll do that. But Lord Shiva, you see all these great souls, there was nothing in it for him. Simply seva. How can I serve you? That was the glory of Lord Shiva. And similarly, Bali Maharaj. I mean, so many, every character. A person who was the most wealthiest person, matter of no time, becomes a pauper, practically has nothing. Not even his own body is of his own. He's given up. Amazing. Vritrasur. A person fighting a battle, wanting to lose the battle. He said, you kill me, Indra. I'm telling you how to kill me, you kill me. Most amazing. So like that, I was just trying to understand that every character of Bhagavatam is most amazing. And that's how in this particular passage, the personality of Vasudev is most amazing. Let us all get involved in the Bhagavatam and get amazed by what's happening in the Bhagavatam. What's happening here? Who is Vasudev? Krishna says, Aham Bija Pratapita. That I am the seed giving father of all living entities. It's a big thing. To be the seed giving father of all living entities. Sometimes a father says that these six children are my children. Main log ka baap hai. It's a great pride. But Krishna is saying, Aham Bija Prata, I am a seed giving father of all living entities. In this scenario, who is better than Krishna? Who can say with all honesty? Vasudev, he said. I am the seed-giving father of this gentleman, who is the seed-giving father of all living entities. A big thing. Krishna has all the creation in his existence, in his abdomen. Devaki was having Krishna in her abdomen. Great. But because we hear it so often, don't you feel that we don't get abased by it? I think, so what? But isn't it simply amazing, simply wonderful that we have access to such personalities, we have access to the discussions of such personalities, who is the father of God, father of the supreme personality of Godhead, mother of the supreme personality of Godhead. And how is he behaving? How is Vasudev behaving is something more wonderful. My dear friends, the whole idea of Bhagavatam is transformation. It has to transform our heart. But if you are not part of the fire of Bhagavatam, then our heart will remain very cold. If you don't get fired up, if you're not in touch with the real Bhagavatam, then you will hear Vasudev saying, oh, sages, please tell me, what should I do to purify myself? And you will say, oh yes, this is what Vasudev asked the sages. But you go a little more deeper and you say,
Who is saying this? Vasudev is saying this. Who is Vasudev? What is he saying? How is he behaving?
One of the most beautiful things, you know, in spiritual life, the most wonderful thing in spiritual life. There are so many wonderful things. But one of the most wonderful things that I was thinking is that how extraordinary people behave in the most ordinary way. Isn't it wonderful? You know, when I was reading something on the internet, and there are more glorification of big millionaires on not on how they spend their money, but on how they are very simple in spite of having all the money. And there's a list of the 10 billionaires in the world. I won't name them. And there's a next article which talks about 10 billionaires on how they spend money. And there are 21 times more people viewing that article than the article of how they spend the money. On the article on how they are so simple in spite of all the money. And more people are writing more wonderful remarks, or what is it, comments about that article, or how it inspires them so much on hearing that this person, who is a billionaire, who is the top third person richest man in the world, and how is he living? This is only one aspect of it, or how people with extraordinary wealth living in a most simple way. It's amazing. So here we have a situation of Vasudev, who is the most extraordinary person. Of all the millions of people that Krishna could select, and Krishna had all the right to select anybody, Krishna selected Vasudev and Devaki to be there, to be his parents. So he is indeed one on millions. He is indeed that one on million person who was Krishna's father. He was indeed that unique personality. But he is just asking the sages, he is approaching the sages, and he is not saying, "Oh sages, Hari Bol, and I am Krishna's father, by the way." Very, very ordinary and humble disposition. He said, "Please, my dear sages, please tell me how I can control my mind, and how can I live my life in a perfect way." So when you read this aspect of Bhagavatam, and when you see these personalities, they should amaze you. How extraordinary people are behaving in the most ordinary. When I say ordinary, not to say that stupid. The meaning of ordinary means simplistic way. Why are they behaving like that? If you see even Krishna, Krishna is the most extraordinary person. I mean, the most extraordinary person you can ever have. How does Krishna behave? The one story that comes to my mind is, and when Arjun, he takes his vow, that I will kill Jayadrath tomorrow before sunset, and if I don't kill Jayadrath, I will enter into fire. He takes this vow and he goes to sleep because he had a very tough day that day. And Krishna had a tough day. He was driving the chariot of Arjun. But Krishna, who is the supreme personality of God, the cause of all causes, what is happening to him? Krishna is tossing and turning in the bed in his room, thinking of the vow of Arjun. He said, "What will happen to me if Arjuna is no more?" And he's in anxiety. And there are pages and pages and pages of Mahabharata describing Krishna's anxiety, the situation of what Krishna was going through. And that night,
when God becomes anxious. How can God become anxious? Anxiety is a sign of not knowing something. When we don't know something, we become anxious, right? Oh, what will happen? The reason of anxiety is because of not knowing something. Krishna is all knowing. Vedas sarva where aham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda videha chaham. He is the author of the Vedas. He is all knowing. Om purnam adas purnam idam purnash purnam udachite purnash purnam adaya purnam eva vashishyate. Krishna is perfect and complete. And everything emanating from Krishna is perfect and complete. This is Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. But when he hears his devotee taking a vow, the way Arjun took his vow, he becomes anxious. An extraordinary person behaving in a very, very ordinary way. He was so anxious that he called for Daruka that night. Daruka, please come, keep my chariot ready. Daruka said, why? But you have taken a vow not to raise your weapon. He said, no, keep it ready. If I see Arjuna not able to reach Jayadrath, then I will call you and you come that time and I will take the chariot and kill Jayadrath. I will break all my vows. That was a sign. That was the anxiety level that Krishna was suffering from. Why is it? Because of the extreme love that Krishna has for his devotees. He forgets his divyatva. He forgets his greatness and he just reciprocates with them in a very ordinary way. This is most amazing how great people behave in simplistic way. Krishna becoming a chariot driver. I mean, just think about it. It was this thing when the illiterate Brahmana told Krishna, told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was this thing that is bringing him tears. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was amazed. Just this one thing. Please let us understand, it was this one thing which was bringing tears to the eyes of the little Brahmana. What was it? That Krishna, who is the supreme personality of Godhead, driving the chariot of Arjun. Now for us, it is right from day one of our Krishna consciousness, we have been seeing Krishna driving chariot of Arjun. And for us, we don't really take it seriously. But let us really give it a thought. Even if one of us, I said, Prabhuji, you're driver nahi hai, so aap gaadi chala lo jara. I said, hey, mate, you want me to drive the car? I, instead of a driver? You feel offended sometimes. How can I drive the car? Where is the driver? So, driving somebody is not a great thing. But Krishna drives the chariot of Arjun. It is indeed a most amazing thing. Let us not lose the chance to get impressed, amazed and enthused by this aspect of Krishna. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a great renounced person, he was the supreme sannyasi, Paramhansa, he was the supreme Hansa, sannyasi. What is he saying? That I get disturbed even when I see a form of a wooden doll. What is this? Such a great sannyasi talking in... What are they trying to teach us? Amazing. Extraordinary people are always meditating upon their ordinary existence. And that's why they behave in an ordinary way. But ordinary people are always meditating upon their extraordinary existence and that's why they find themselves very extraordinary. That is the unfortunate situation of this world. The people who have substance, and they are always thinking that, well, I need to have something much more. And people who do not have substance, they are always thinking, I need to give something much more to others. They need to learn something from me. So when we are reading this particular passage and Vasudeva is asking that, how is it that I can make my life successful? The sages are saying,
Vasudev, you have asked us in an ordinary way, and we are replying you in an ordinary way, that the way you can perfect your life, if that you perform the yajnas, you are already free of all the two debts. The debt to the forefathers, the debt to the sages, you are already free. But the debt to the demigods, by performing yajna, you can be free, and this is what we are replying to your question. And then the sages say, but, and Vishwa Chakravarti Thakur is giving a wonderful interpretation, that because you are asking us in an ordinary way, we are replying you in an ordinary way, but indeed we know who you really are. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the father and the mother of Krishna. You are away from all these things. You don't really need to do all these things. The people who think they have not. The people who think they have not, they have. When we think we have, it will give rise to arrogance. And when we think we do not have, it will give rise to gratefulness. And gratefulness is the quality that attracts Krishna. Many, many years back, I'm reminded, I was second or third time I went to Radhakund. And I was feeling, I had just gone with few devotees, and I was feeling very, very special. This is such a sacred place. We have read about Radhakund. Nectar of Instruction says it's the holiest of holy places, Radhakund. And just above the Radhakund, there was this building, which was given to ISKCON for a few months. It was under ISKCON. It was given at that time. It was part of ISKCON management. And I met this one devotee, who was ISKCON devotee, Saffron Brahmachari. And if from the terrace, he told me, "Hey, idharao, come up." So I said, "Ha, Prabhuji." I went up. I said, "Kahan rehte ho? Where do you stay?" I said, "I stay in Bombay. That is the place, where I do my service at Radha Gopinath Temple." "Are, Bombay sab phaltu jagah hai. Idhar aa jao, Radha Kund. Ye jagah hai. Ye sab bakwas hai. Dekho hamara bhagya dekho. See my fortune. I am staying in Radha Kund." I said, "Prabhuji, you are great. This is the Sri Krishna's arrangement." And I met him, I took his name, I said, "Prabhuji, aap mahan ho." And I honestly felt he was great. Not that I was just making him feel. And after a few months, I went to Delhi. And I was in one shop. Most surprising how Krishna orchestrates things. And I saw that this face seems familiar. I had gone to buy something. And somehow there I could have the connect. I said, it was the same person who was on Radhakund doing some ordinary selling in a small shop in Delhi. I said, "Prabhuji, aap wohi same person." He said, "Haan, aisa." And then he said, "It's a bhakti bhakti sab bakwas hai. From that time I learned a very, very important lesson. To this day I am trying to just understand this. That when you take something so cheaply, it gives rise to arrogance. And is one thing that Krishna can't tolerate. He can tolerate lusty people. There are examples of Krishna has delivered lusty people. He can tolerate everything else, but arrogance. Even if it is in a great devotee, Krishna will not tolerate. If a devotee thinks, "I am great," to the extent, when the gopis thought that Krishna is only with me, Krishna left them also. What sort of nature Krishna has is unique. This is Krishna's nature. He can't just tolerate. He can tolerate everything else, but not arrogance, not the feeling of being special. He can't tolerate that. So when we read such chapters, and when you have some great personality like Vasudev behaving in a very simplistic, ordinary way and asking very simplistic, ordinary questions, वी नीड टू लर्न हाउ वी कैन बी ग्रेट, बट अवर ग्रेटनेस इज हाउ वी कैन फील अवर सेल्फ टू बी वेरी वेरी ऑर्डिनरी. It is very, very easy to be arrogant. And that's why we have got so many examples in the Shastras of arrogance. But there are so many examples of people who wanted to be simple. Amazing example is of Kolobecha Sridhar. Most astounding example. Very ordinary person, not even known to the devotees. Gets the mercy of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, you are most amazing. What do you want? What is he asking? Simplistic things. It's like Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, you as Nimai Pandit should come every day and argue with me for hours for the banana leaves and banana flowers and other things, and then take away it for free. That's what I want lifetime after lifetime. I don't want anything else. Simple. Simplicity at heart. So, Bhagavatam is always again and again and again through these various personalities teaching us a very, very important lesson of how we need to be simple in our thinking. Many a times, you know, when we perform some years of bhakti, when we achieve some level of seniority, then the tendency to think is that I am something. But this example which I heard many years back from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, when you think you are something, that means you think you are having something positive. And Krishna is a supreme positive. What will happen, unfortunately, will be you will be repelled, you will be going away from Krishna. But if you think yourself to be nothing, if you think yourself to be negative, that is what will attract Krishna. That is how Krishna will be attracting you. So that is exactly what we need to learn from these wonderful chapters and wonderful pages of Srimad Bhagavatam on the need to be simple in our behavior, simple in our thinking. And when we are constantly thinking of ourselves to be ordinary, then wonderful things will be revealed to us. Wonderful things will happen to us. We will never have the problem of fighting with arrogance. Because arrogance is, it really gets into your mind. It's the greatest enemy of a sadhaka. That's why we have all the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, great devotees, but living a very simplistic way. So let us learn, not only just glorify these people, which we should do, and which we will be purified when we glorify them, but not only glorify them, but learn from their examples on how we should behave with each other. The moment we show somebody that we are great, then there's slowly there's a separation from the other person. But because we are ourselves creating that separation, we are ourselves creating that distance amongst the devotees community, which is very, very dangerous. We all could be getting into this ivory tower syndrome, sitting in our own ivory tower, like the research scientist was sitting in that place in the maybe the Harvard University. There's the ivory tower where they sit and they are completely non-aware of the ground realities of life. And we can be in a very arrogant way. Do this, what is the problem? Why don't you just surrender to Krishna? Well, yes, what you're saying is true, but you need to understand it is not easy to surrender to Krishna. You need to understand what devotees are really going through. You need to be understanding the situation of those devotees. How are they? It's a struggle. Because if you do not understand the struggle of the devotees, Krishna will put you through that same struggle. And make you experience. Because everything that you speak, everything that you are trying to preach to others, unfortunately, the way Krishna does things, which is very scary, right now I'm very scared. because Krishna will make you experience what you are speaking. And here we are, unfortunately, we have got this service of sitting and speaking. Only God can save us. This service is so dangerous. You speak to this august assembly here, and Krishna will say, well, I will make you do this. I will make you go through this situation. That is spiritual life. There is no place for arrogance. So what we learn from this is that Vasudeva is asking a simple question. And so he is saying that you need to be performing your activities to get rid of the debt. And this is the reality of life. My dear friends, we all are debtors. We all have a serious debt. And Chanakya Pandit says that debt and disease should be taken care of immediately. We should not have the arrogance to think that this verse, Devarshi Bhutatma Nirnam Pritranam, where it is talking about that those who have taken, what is the line? O king, one who has given up all material desires and has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda. It is for those people who have no debt to the pitris, to the demigods, the rishis. It's for them. It's for people like Vasudev, who have already taken full shelter of Mukunda. But have we? Ask yourself. I am not saying yes or no, but let us ask ourselves, have I taken full shelter of Mukunda? Have I given up full material desires? If not, then I have a debt in my life. Whether I am a brahmachari or I am a grihastha, whatever I am, I have a debt. Whether I am a male or a female, whatever varna ashram I am in, I have a debt to my parents. I have a debt to the rishis. I have the debt to my country. I have a debt to my fellow devotee friends. Many times we start behaving in a way, well, I am a devotee of the Lord. I remember many years back, these old days, I went with a senior devotee. And I ran. I said, Prabhu, I'll run and get the ticket for the train. I said, ticket, train ticket. We don't have to buy tickets. We are devotees of Krishna.
Oh, yes.
Well, what is the connection? Of course, I think ISKCON overall and devotees overall have matured much, much more than the old days. There was this unfortunate, arrogance. I said, well, devotees don't have to. Some bhumi gopal ki, we would say. Sab bhumi gopal ki means everything belongs to Gopal. Krishna das sada bindas. Maya das sada udas. To bindas. Kyun rehne ka ticket? It's stupidity. It is a very, very insignificant example that we ought to follow the rules of the world. What talk of the debts that we have? We have to, I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I was thinking, a supreme personality of Godhead, a renowned sannyasi, his mother said, I know you are a sannyasi, but can I request you to make your home at Jagannath Puri? Because if you stay at Jagannath Puri, I will get to know your news. And mother's request, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Jagannath Puri. A sannyasi, he had no connection to this family life. Sannyasi doesn't have any connection. But Mahaprabhu Chaitanya respected his mother. Took permission of his wife to take sannyas. It's amazing, isn't it? What an exemplary example. He could have just gone, but that night, that discussion with Vishnupriya is amazing. He said, I need your blessings. He took blessings of his mother. Of course, he could do all sorts of magic and he got his blessings. But he showed there's a need. You have a responsibility to the people that you are dealing with in this world. You are not aloof. Just because you are a devotee of Krishna, you are not aloof from the way the world functions. You have to pay tax. You are not aloof from it. in the most mundane way of thinking. And at the same time, we are indebted to every single devotee, every single person who is helping us in our Krishna consciousness. This example of watering the root of the tree and Krishna is satisfied, everybody is satisfied. That's true. But are we really watering the root, my dear friends? You may be thinking you're watering, but you may not be watering the root of the tree. The fact is true, but are you doing that fact? You may be watering your own false ego. And then you're wondering, well, I'm satisfied everybody. But you may be watering your own false ego. Let us be sure. The problem is that we speak something so often, we don't really realize, am I doing that thing which I am speaking so often? And you realize, oh, I'm not doing it. I'm not really doing watering the root of a tree. We speak it so often. But it's a very, very heavy statement. That means everything you're doing as offering to Krishna. Are we doing that? At least I am not. It takes a huge amount of humility to do that. Till the time you are not doing that, you have the debt. And you have the debt and you need to perform your duties to get rid of the debt. Because debt you have to earn to repay the debt, right? What is a debt? Debt means you have to generate that wealth to pay back. Because you own somebody's property or you own somebody's wealth, you need to pay it back. If you don't pay it back, you will be in jail. And you have to pay it back in installments every month. You can't say, and I'll pay after 10 years, lump sum. It doesn't work that way. Devotees can't say, well, you know, I will get free of all the debt after I become a pure devotee. What about it now, my dear friend? You do it now. So your duties are important. Your responsibilities are important. You can't be averse from your responsibilities. That's why it is so wonderful to see. It is saddening sometimes, but it's so wonderful to see that so many wonderful, one of my dear friends who is a brahmachari is fighting court cases for years. Because he has a duty, he has a responsibility. He is doing his act as a brahmachari, wonderful brahmachari. But when you see such things, hard work to fight court cases, but here is a responsible devotee. Krishna consciousness is all about responsible behavior, not about freak out behavior. Maja maro. No, Krishna consciousness is not about maja. Krishna consciousness is all about responsibility. And you find happiness in that responsibility. That is Krishna consciousness. Because to pay debt, it is not fun. You don't enjoy paying your debt back, isn't it? It is hard work. But you need to do that hard work. And in doing that hard work, slowly, slowly you start enjoying because you are pleasing Krishna. So Vasudev is asking a very, very simple ground to earth question. How do I get rid of the debts? And the ashes are replying to him. Even he's such a great soul, he's still keen to repay back his debt. All the more for all of us. So let us all focus on our ordinariness. And as being part of very ordinary, we have our duties, which may be sounding very ordinary. We have our debts, we have our duties, responsibilities. Let us perform those responsibilities in a very responsible way. And that is what Krishna consciousness is all about. Krishna consciousness is all about responsible behavior, the way Vasudev is showing by his example here. Responsible behavior. That I'm a father of Krishna. That does not mean that I can behave the way I want. I need to understand from you sages. And as we see the verses later on, the sages will actually perform the yajnas and Vasudev will be actively involved in performing the yajnas to get rid of his rin to the demigods. In spite of his being the father of the supreme god, he is performing the yajnas for demigod. Simply exemplary. Simply wonderful. Let us all learn from these personalities and get amazed. That is what Bhagavatam is all about. Bhagavatam is all about amazing you and through your amazement, transforming you. If you don't get amazed, there won't be any transformation. You will simply remain as it is. Thank you very much. हरे कृष्णा. एनी क्वेश्चंस, एनी करेक्शंस? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की